Mainly illegitimate, born out of wedlock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. You might say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
different?
No, well, meaning that she is loving, too, but a greater degree of loving. You'd say she's a lot... Just a form of loving.
Lovable.
Okay. Your brother's son is your...
Your brother's son is your... Nephew.
Mm-hmm. A child that has lost both its parents would be an...
An orphan.
And if it would be looked after by its legal...
Guardian.
A person who had a lot of cousins and nieces and nephews would say, this town is full of my...
Kinfolks.
Mm-hmm. And if someone else in the town were named Williams but were not a member of your family, you would say he's actually no...
relation.
Mm-hmm. If someone came into town you'd never seen before, you'd say he's a...
stranger.
Suppose he were from another country, he'd be a...
foreigner.
Would you ever say a foreigner for somebody who was from this country?
Jokingly, when someone came from another state, particularly if it was north, and we'd say, well, you're just a foreigner in our midst. And
mm-hmm. Anything else you might call him? If he was from the north, you'd call him?
Damn Yankee, which my grandmother allowed me to say.
Only with the Yankee. Let's see, the mother of Jesus is...
Mary.
George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And in the old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
And so you've already said that one, the first of the four Gospels.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, a woman who conducts school is a...
teacher.
Do you know an old-fashioned name for that?
A teacher, but a school mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know what they used to call a barrel maker?
Cooper.
Yeah, okay. And if you knew... married woman by that last name, and you didn't know her first name, and you were addressing her, you'd call her...
You knew her by a married name? I mean, you knew her by a maiden name.
All you know is Cooper. You don't know her first name, so you call her...
Mrs. Cooper.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a preacher who was not well-trained and who just preached now and then and didn't really do it very well? He's just a...
Well, there's a lot of names for that. Part-time preacher. Mm-hmm. He's a... Oh, boy. I've heard many, many names for that.
Suppose it's a carpenter who doesn't do the job well.
He's a halfway.
Do you know the term jackleg?
Jackleg, that's right, that's right.
What would you apply jackleg to?
Well, jack of all trades, can do anything, mm-hmm. but can't do anything good. And
okay.
If he's a jackleg, he just does
mm-hmm.
a poor job of
mm-hmm.
it.
All right, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
Mm-hmm. The wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Sarah. Oh.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm,
Sarah.
That's right. Let's see, if a little boy was named Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Yeah.
If your father had a brother named William, you'd call him? Your father's brother would be your...
Uncle William.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I...
And,
stop. Think.
And you had already mentioned the name John, so if your father had a brother named John, you'd call him...
Uncle John.
Okay. Now, these are military titles. The highest rank in the Army is...
General.
And the old man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken was a...
Colonel Sanders.
Okay. And the man in charge of a ship is the...
Commander.
Or lower than commander, I guess. Just in charge of any boat.
Captain.
Do you know any situations where people call each other captain when it doesn't have anything to do with...
Yes, a great many southern plantation owners referred to each other as captain or as colonel,
mm-hmm.
where they had absolutely nothing to do with
mm-hmm.
military.
Mm-hmm.
Just a title that they sort of gloried in having.
Uh-huh.